Hey guys, welcome to day one of Pottaware. This is Bessie Boo,
Dr. Fumbles and Stupid, also known as Fumbles,
and K-Town.
And we're here talking about how we podfic. So I think we're going to start off here with how each of us got into podfic. So Fumbles, you want to tell us about how you found podfic?
It was when I was first entering the Stargate Atlantis fandom. And I don't remember how I found it. I think it was probably I read a story and then the author had a link to something called Podfic. And I'm like, what is this? And I clicked it and it was like, oh, and it was amazing. And that was the first time I had heard Podfic.
That's actually, that's really, really similar to my story. And the word I actually used last year during Pottaware for that was revelation. Like, finding Podfic was like a revelation. And a lot of people were like, yeah, that's a really good word for it. Because, like, it feels like that, you know? Like, when you first find it, it's like that, like, you know, chorus of angels. Like, oh, like, how is this a thing I didn't know about before?
It was, and I listened to it everywhere, and it was a different experience, like, listening to things that, like, even if I've already read them, like, I was spoiled. I think one of the first things I listened to was, like, written by the Victors. So, like...
yeah.
Which is
amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, and then I guess I had sort of thought about podficking for a while, but it didn't really click. And then I was in X-Men First Class fandom, and I was like, you know what? I want to podfic for some of this. And I went out and I looked up stuff on how to do it on my iPad, and I just asked permission, and I started podficking. And it's a lot of fun because I like theater and stuff like that, and it's like a dramatic outlet, and it's fun, and I love reading, and I read aloud to my brothers and sisters ages, like when they were younger, for forever. So it was just like really nice going back to that.
Mm-hmm. What year did you first find Podfic, and what year did you start recording?
I started recording this year, right? I think.
We started. Well, if it was. Maybe end of May, I would say, we started.
Oh, okay.
The first thing we released, we recorded together, so,
oh,
like,
fun.
We know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, just, like, the last 6 months here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A little more than 6 months now, but, yeah.
I don't know, like, it might have been season two of Stargate Atlantis was airing that I...
Oh, wow, okay.
That I first came across Podfic.
Uh-huh.
So there was quite a gap in between that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that was, like, quite a while ago. That was, like, what, like, 2007?
I don't even know. It was a long time. I just, like, I never thought, like, oh, this is something that I could do. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. But it never really crossed my mind that, hey, I can do that, too.
And then you were like, I want a podfic. And then I got into fandom. And then I was, like, 2 weeks later, I was like, let's podfic. I want to do this.
So K-Town, tell me, so were you not in fandom? Like,
I'm like the I got into fandom like 2 weeks before I started podficking. And it's funny because I knew about it's funny because sometimes I request permission and I come across like authors who've written tons and tons of things and they're like, oh, I've never heard of this before. But like, I was friends with Fumbles, and I knew of podfic and fandom sort of from things she'd said, but she sort of didn't talk about it that much with me, really. Mm-hmm. For like 3 years we were friends.
Oh, wow.
And then one day I went to her house and she was playing a Slash Report podcast, and I was like, I want to listen to this. And at my job I can listen to headphones all day. Mm-hmm. So I listened to all of them, and I called and I was like, Fumbles, I think I might want to read fanfic.
And I was like, yes!
She was really excited.
Oh, and that's amazing.
Yeah. So I read like two stories, and then I was really busy because it was right before a con and I had all these costumes to make. And I was like, you gave me all this stuff and I don't have time to read any of it. And she was like, here, go to audiofic. And so I downloaded tons of Podfic, and now I listen to Podfic every day at work.
Oh my gosh. I love listening to Podfic while I'm sewing. It's so great.
Oh yeah.
I definitely actually listened to Rena Jenkins' Podfic of Decimation, which is one of my favorite Podfics of hers, actually, and I put it on all of my, like, Reckless and everything because it's great. But I listened to her podfic of Decimation, which is a gender swap Kirk story by Waldorf.
Oh, yeah, that's Waldorf, right?
Yeah, by Waldorf. Yeah, and it's great. And I listened to that while I was sewing my gender swap Kirk fat shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And it was great, actually, because that costume was actually inspired by the fan art that inspired that fic.
Yeah.
So, it was great. Man, okay, so, K-Town, like, when you say, like, oh, yeah, like, I found Podfic, like, 2 weeks after I got into fandom, like, I just got
actually,
in, like,
I
this
got
year.
I got into Podfic before I actually really got into just regular fic.
Because yeah, I gave you a Waldorf fic. I gave you a Beautifully Illogical Mind, and that had always been Podfic.
That was the first fic I ever read, and then I read a Teen Wolf fic, and then I didn't read anything for a few weeks and listened to, like, she was really excited. She was like, you're going to be in all my fandoms with me, and then I went and started down Podfic and instantly fell into a fandom she wasn't in and we couldn't talk about together.
What
and
fandom?
Inception.
Yeah. She was so upset and I fell so hard into Inception fandom, but I downloaded and listened to, like, all of Anatsuno's Inception Podfic.
Anatsuno, yeah, that's right. Okay. Anatsuno, yeah.
And yes, so she, like, helped my love of Podfic grow right from the beginning.
Yeah, she's amazing. I love Annette. But yeah, so it's just, like, it's so, like when you said, yeah, like, I, like, just got into fandom, like, this year, like, that just, like, blows my mind, because
I, like, jumped in with both feet. It was like, started reading, and then 2 weeks later I started podficking, and then we started, like, a month later we started running a reverse bang together, and it's like everything all at once.
No, I mean it's beautiful. It just, like, blows my mind because I've been in fandom since I was, like, 10. So,
me too.
So, like, I can't even imagine.
I know. And it's funny, too, because, like, we were into a lot of the same stuff, and we'll talk about, like, movies, and I'm totally the person who will, like, go and, like, research them, and somehow I read all about all this stuff on the internet and never came across fandom and never had a fanish friend before her. So, like, I just never knew.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes all it takes is a friend. Like, when I first found fan fiction, when I got into fandom, I got into Harry Potter fandom when I was, like, 10.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Fuck yeah, Harry Potter fandom! Yeah, like, Harry Potter was totally my gateway fandom, and I found fanfic through that when I was, like, 10, and I dragged all of my, like, real-life little elementary school friends in, and actually became friends with my current best friend, who's currently reading fic on her laptop behind me right now. because, like, in fifth grade, she transferred into our school, and we both liked Harry Potter fan fiction, and a lifelong friendship was born. So,
that's always the best.
So, yeah, like, I'm totally, and I've actually recorded Podfic, like, collaboratively with her, too. So, like, I love when, like, real life friendships can be like, fanishly translated into, like, collaboration, and specifically Podfic collaboration. It's, like, super cool. So I got into Podfic. It was very similar to your story, sort of, I think, Fumbles. It was I can't remember exactly how it happened. I think it was an author link, but I'm not 100% positive, and I could never for the life of me remember what story it was. I can trace back in my iTunes, like, what the first, like, I downloaded, like, 5 or 6 podfics on, like, the first, I have, like, the oldest originating date, but I can't, so I can, like, point back to the date and, like, which were the first ones I downloaded, but I don't know which story I actually got the link from. But I found it, and it was totally just like, oh my god, like, it was such a revelation, because I couldn't believe, like, I'm a very slow reader, and, like, very slow because of mild learning disability stuff, and so it allows me to So Podfic allows me to like so you know, so for me to sit down and read like a 70K story is like that's like an all weekend commitment. Like I literally like if I want to read a story that long, I'm just like I just lost my Saturday. So so for me to be able to like listen to a story that long that's like, you know, 14 hours or whatever, but listen to it while I'm driving or sewing or, you know, at work or anything, was really, really just amazing for me. And and, you know, beyond that, I also have like a theater background, but my background's in tech theater. So I've always loved reading aloud. One of my friends, who I'm still friends with from my ninth grade English class, actually, I was always the person in like English class and in high school to like raise their hand when the teacher wanted a volunteer to like, you know, read things out loud. Like I was always the person who raised my hand. So like
story of my life.
Yeah. So I was always that person who read like the passages out loud in English class. And, so after a while in my ninth grade English class, like everybody, nobody else like raised their hand. Like everybody just expecting me to do it. So I just sort of became the default reader. And Nora was telling me, and I didn't even, she just told me this like last year. And I didn't even like, I had no idea prior to that. She was telling me that like one day I was absent from class, from that class. And, and our teacher like asked somebody to read and like nobody raised their hand. And somebody was like, man, Bess isn't here. It feels wrong for like her not to do it. She just has such a pleasant voice.
<That's so laughs>
Which
funny.
Which is hilarious because other than that, I was totally hated in that class. but yeah, so it was really, so I thought that was super funny. So I've always like loved reading things out loud and apparently have been told I have a pleasant voice. So, so I always knew that I wanted to, like as soon as I found Podfic, I knew like, almost immediately, like, yes, I definitely want to make that. It's only a matter of time. I have to get, like, a mic rustled up and everything like that. And so I found Podfic in about, like I said, I've been in fandom for freaking ever. but I found Podfic in, I think now it was, like, May of, like, April or, like, spring of 2009. Okay. Wait, when did Inception come out? Did Inception come out in 2009 or 2010?
I thought it was 2010, but okay. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
I have the DVD right next to me. Hang on. Why are you? Oh, 2010. Okay. So I found Podfic in spring of 2010. And then July, I went to this local convention that Convergence that I now go to every year, and there was a Slash panel, and and so I went, and the moderator of the Slash panel had her fanish name on her like tag on the panel, and her name tag said Revolutionary Joe, and now, prior to this, like, when I first found Podfic, I only downloaded these, the stories that I, like, had already read, and they were, like, my favorite fix that I wanted to listen to, like, over and over and over again. I didn't have very many. I didn't start downloading fics that I hadn't previously read until later. But I thought that, like, Revolutionary Joe was, like, super prolific at the time, like, when I found her, because, like, half the Podfics in my library, which was, like, four... were all by her, and they were all super long. And it turned out that, no, she had actually only released, like, 10 podfics. We just had crazy similar taste. So I went to this local convention, and the moderator was named Revolutionary Joe. So I went up to her afterwards, and I was like, are you the Revolutionary Joe who posts podfic on LiveJournal? And she was like, yes, I am. And it turns out she's, like, a local fangirl, and we, like, hang out all the time now, and are, like, friends.
That's crazy.
Super great. And yeah, for that, she was just like my favorite podficker when I first found Podfic, and I had like no idea that she lived like 30 minutes away from my house. So I was talking, so I talked with her, and she like definitely encouraged me to like, make my own podfic and post it, and that was really cool. And so that like September of that year, so like less than 6 months after I first found podfic, I posted my first podfic, which was an Inception podfic. So,
Oh, no, I was just saying that's funny that it was Inception was your first. Our first was Inception also, and I actually just downloaded an Inception podcast by you this week, but I haven't listened to it yet. Sorry.
Oh, by me?
Yes, by you.
Well, that's the that then that's going to be my first podfic. It 'cause it's the only Inception podfic I've done.
Well, okay then.
I hope you like it. Yeah. So that's kind so that's how I got into podfic. And I guess how we all got into podfic.
Do you think that most podfickers have, because you mentioned that you liked to read out loud in theater and things, and I know Fumbles has a theater background, and I don't at all, and am like totally opposite of what you describe. I can't read out loud in public to people. It makes me really nervous. And
Interesting.
yeah, it's like really funny. When we record together, I sometimes get really anxious before we start, before I like get
Oh,
into
you're like,
it.
come on, gotta
And
read.
yeah,
Gotta
the
read now.
first time we
Start.
recorded together, it took me like an hour before I could like say my first line. But like once I get into it, I'm like totally fine. But like, yeah, like I am the person who like won't ask questions in class and like failed speech class. And so
That's super interesting because like I said, I don't actually I should mention that my theater background is actually all in tech theater. I'm a stage manager and a lighting designer. So I actually and have been since like junior high. I never was an actress. So I do have a theater background, but I my background is not as an actress. And so podfic for me is kind of my way of kind of like stepping out in front of the curtain and getting my chance to do that, and I really enjoy that. I have never really had any strong desire to actually get out in front of the curtain, but I really do. I like the amount of just podfic is sort of just the right amount of performance for me. But it's interesting that you say that you totally don't like. Speaking, to groups or out loud, because I think there are some other podfickers who are definitely. I mean, Moonlane, previously mentioned best friend who's sitting behind me, who's recorded podfic with me before. She like never speaks in public or anything, but she totally records podfic, and I think I wouldn't 100% swear to it, but I think Fire Juggler is similar. And I think podfickers are split on theater background. I know for a fact that Penny Plain Knits and KLB both have strong theater backgrounds. And KLB especially, I know that her theater background like really strongly informs her sort of her podficking style. And Penny too, actually. And I think there are probably others, but those are the two that I like 100% know for sure. They have theater background. Whereas a couple others, like I know, I'm fairly certain that Annette Sunno doesn't, and Rena Jenkins does not, and Paraka doesn't. So I mean, I think it's split. I think there definitely are podfickers who have a theater background, but I don't think that's necessarily the like norm or. But I do think that it's something that obviously would naturally appeal to like, fan people who do already have a theater background.
Yeah, I would agree that that's probably true.
I
It's
would say
neat.
that like a lot of my love for it, like my parents read to me as a child, and like I enjoyed that immensely. Like I look forward to that every night. It's different than like reading for yourself. It's like
Yeah.
completely different. I did that for my siblings, because my siblings, once I have two younger siblings and like an older sibling, and my parents read to me and my older sister a lot, but they didn't read to the younger ones. So like I did that for them, and it's, I don't know, I think like some of that comes from there.
Yeah, I
for
think
me.
I listened to a ton of books on tape when I was young. Like my favorite, like we had all the Harry Potter books on tape, and I had a couple, several of my favorite Andrew Clements, like older children, young adult novels on tapes. I remember I had the Landry News as one of my books on tape that I had, and I just listened to that over and over again. So I definitely, and yeah, my parents also like read me and my sister bedtime stories and everything. So yeah, I totally also have that sort of fond memory of like being read to as a child in both by like professional audiobooks and by my parents. So did you listen to books on tape or were you read to as a kid, K-Town?
My parents read to us, but I don't think that I read to my siblings like Fumbles did. And I did listen to books on tape some, but it was usually more like when I was on a road trip or something, not like sort of in my regular like everyday life until I started my current job. And then, which was maybe 6 or 8 months before fandom. And then I started listening to audiobooks like every day
You
at
have a
work.
do you have like a boring job where you can listen to headphones all
I
day or?
work at an embroidery shop, so it's like really noisy, so you can't really talk to the other people in the room unless all the machines are off. So, like, I work in my own little work area with my headphones on. And yeah, so I listen, and
And
then I got into fandom.
that
Now I
also
listen to
sounds like
Podfic instead.
the other thing about that strikes me is that also sounds like an ideal job for it because you're not like I know people who listen to Podfic while they're doing like data entry.
Oh, I would
Like
never
that's
add on
actually
that. You
no,
lose track.
that's actually how Potika got into Podfic in the first place, was she had a data entry job that she was really bored at during the day, and so she started listening to Podfic. But I, as somebody who has a job that does involve some data entry, I definitely can't listen to a Podfic like for the first time, like absorbing it for the first time while I'm doing data entry, because I just get like way too distracted. Like I
Yeah,
can't
me
focus
too.
on like,
I
entering
have.
words and numbers at the same time as like listening to a story. But yeah, but if you're doing something like embroidery, like that's,
Yeah,
like sewing,
because.
you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't think I could do data entry because I'm more like that. Like, if I'm like between jobs when I'm setting up something new and programming in the information, I definitely usually pause stuff, both so I don't mess up my job and so I don't miss that part of the Podfic. And then it's like, but while you're running the job, you just like hoop stuff and stick it on the machine and push go. So like then it's all Podfic.
I definitely listen to some Podfic at my current job. I actually I there's a story that one of so I work at a place that is known on Twitter as hashtag hipster law firm. And I'm the legal assistant there. And basically the whole office is me and my two bosses who are both attorneys and who are the two attorneys that own the firm, and that's it. And it's a super, super like hip place. They're like 30 something dudes who are like, we guess we can't make a living in a band, so we should probably go to law school.
I know a number of people who went to law school, and I don't think that they were necessarily in a band, but none of them like seemed like they grew up wanting to be lawyers. It was kind of like that where they're just like, well, we studied this, now we should just go to law school.
Man, I say this with affection as somebody who was raised by a lawyer, whose stepmom is a lawyer, and who works for lawyers. Lawyers are fucking crazy, man.
They are crazy.
But anyway, so my office is like super hip and chill. And so we have like an Apple AirPlay system, of course, 'cause hipsters.
Yeah.
And so sometimes so like on my so I can like connect my iPhone to the AirPlay. And so one day so one of my bosses really enjoys telling this story when he's like some when we're like at the bar or whatever. But so one day I was like both my bosses were at lunch, right? And so I was the only one in the office. So I had put on the Office Airplay system, Perrin Pendragon Merlin, read by Lenchi Munchie, and that's not actually a very porny podfic. I mean, there is porn at it, but it's mostly at the end. But it's also not a totally clean work safe, quote unquote work safe. I mean, I have no worries about listening to non-work safe podfic at work because, my bosses watch non-work safe YouTube videos at work all day. But so they're not gonna be scandalized or anything. Well, anyway. So I was listening to Perrin Pendragon Merlin when both of my bosses were out of the office and over the speakers. And so boss number two walks in coming back from lunch. And I have the podfic on and whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I go to turn it off. And he's like, oh no, you don't have to turn, you can keep listening to whatever you want. I don't care. And I was like, are you sure? Okay. So I leave it on. And it keeps going for about a minute, and it's at the beginning. So I'm at this part where Merlin is talking about how he has, he really likes, all his online friends, but the downside of not having friends in the place where in real life friends very, very much is his cock is very lonely. It's a very nice cock, but a very lonely cock. And he would very much like somebody to come to the computer screen and suck it. That just is Merlin using the word cock 15 times? And he's glancing over at my boss, who's granted a super cool, very liberal, but 35-year-old dude, straight dude. I keep glancing over and I'm like, and when he tells this story at the bar now, he's like, yeah, so Bess is listening to this thing, and I slowly realize, oh, she's listening to gay porn. I left it on, he didn't say anything. But then when my other boss came back from lunch, I just turned it off.
I'm jealous of both of you because I've worked with kids for the past couple of years. So even if I was in an environment where I could listen to it, I would not listen to most podfic because it has dirty stuff and just there's kids around me. I can't, no, stop. I can't do it.
We sometimes make up code words. So if we're on the phone while she's at work, she can talk about gay porn and shit in front of the children.
That's amazing.
I work as a private nanny right now, and not only are they kids, but they go to they're super conservative and they go to a Catholic school. So I couldn't even talk about it at all. So we have code words for all of it.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
I'm
Yes.
not sure what my boss would say if that happened. I can't
He'd probably just be
really
that's good, K-Town.
react.
Your boss is awesome. I hate you.
Okay, my boss is awesome, but we've never really broached any porn sort of subjects at work, so I don't really know.
Yeah, I've well, I've porn and specifically porny fic and porny podfic have actually come up a really astounding amount at my office, but that's another podcast. Ask me sometime later about the time that my boss said he realized that nobody can write hipster law firm. Nobody's writing hipster law firm slash, right? And I'm like, totally. And then boss number one said that as they were leaving, and then as they were leaving, boss number two ran back into the room, and he's like, "But if they are, I'm the top, okay?"
Your office sounds amazing.
So that's my office.
Oh.
But anyway, that's a whole different story. So let's get back on track about fic a little bit here, and let's talk about how we sort of some of our thoughts about recording podfic, like as a reader, because we've talked a little bit about our thoughts as a listener. Or I don't know, maybe like do either of you have any further thoughts about like listening to podfic?
I think it's interesting, like when I first got into it, I would read a story and then I would listen to it, and it was like a completely different experience than like reading it. It was just very interesting to me to do that. And when I came across, I don't know if I came across, I think I came across one with like singing or something in it, or like a couple special effects. I don't remember what, but like those sort of things were just like, I love them, which is interesting for me when I actually got into podfic fandom and I was like, I want to do this with like music in the background. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Like people, like a lot of people don't like that. It surprised me that like I thought it was awesome and I loved it so much. It surprised me that apparently people don't. So, interesting things as a listener, I guess.
I mean, this is getting a little more into the creator side, but I am definitely of the opinion that just because on not everything, but almost all things, especially like podfic creation related, just because something's not like the popular or like, you know, whatever opinion, like even if it's going to like make people mad, like my opinion is, I'm making podfic, like, primarily, I am my number one audience, and I want to make something that, like, I am happy with, and you know what? Fuck you. If I want to put music in my podfic, and it sounds good to me, then that's how I'm going to release it.
That's, like, a lot of my friends, like, Lavender Frost, she'll release, like, one with music and one without, and I'm like, I'm doing a community podfic right now. I'm like, I'm putting songs in. It's taking effort. I'm like, honestly, it's like, I don't care if you don't like it. You don't have to listen to it. This is what I want to do, so I'm going to keep it in there.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well,
I
actually have to do podfic because you like it, right? Because you're never, well, I mean, maybe some people do, but I feel like in general, it's not like really popular fix. You don't do podfic for the feedback.
Absolutely. And we can kind of leave this for the podcast.
Yeah, like I don't want to get
on the
into
feedback
that, but
day, but absolutely. Podfic must be done with love and for the love, because if you're looking to rack up comment counts, you're just going to be really sorely disappointed.
Yeah. For sure. It's interesting that you guys talk about like the listening to things that you've read, because I've only done that once. Like I read something or I listen to it, and I never do both, and it never actually like occurred to me until someone mentioned that later. I just like, I'm all about consuming as much as I can, and so I just like do one or the other, I guess. And then I was like surprised the first time I did get a comment where someone was like, that wasn't like how I read that in my head at all, but it was really nice. And like I podficked one of Fumbles' stories, and she was like, I didn't expect that conversation to sound that way. And I was like, huh, I guess. Like I never even really thought about it that much. I'm just like, I'm gonna podfic this how it sounded in my head, but I never like, I don't know.
Yeah, interpretation, and this is one of the reasons that I am very, very pro repodding. Because I think interpretation is totally, like, it's so personal. Like, I can read a conversation in a story and I can, like, read it one way. And then, like, if I podfic that conversation and then, like, somebody, I've had, like, people, like, listen to it and then be like, whoa, like, this, that's super interesting because, like, the way that I imagine this conversation in my head when I like read that fic was like totally changed the tone of the conversation. Like podficker interpretation can actually really like, and this is why a lot of people are, you know, it's podfic is really like a lot of people are, you know, podfic is transformative because it's you really are like adding your own interpretation the way, you know, sort of the way, you know, a director and actors would add interpretation to, you know, a playwright's or screenwriter's words.
Yeah.
So that's super, super interesting. But for me, I mean, like I said, when I, the books on tape I had as a kid were all of like, you know, Harry Potter and all of my, you know, very favorite sort of books. Mm-hmm. you know, if I liked a book enough, it was like sort of a mark that I like loved a book if we had the book on tape. And so when I first discovered Podfic, my first instinct was to go out and download all of my very favorite, you know, big long fics that I always wanted to keep on my iPod in my pocket with me at all times. You know,
I'm very similar to that person. Like, Kate Town, I'll talk to her and she's like, I read something once and then like I'm done with it. But like, I will go back and I will reread something over and over and over again.
Million times.
Like, yeah, I've known a lot of people who are like that over the years, and I think there's only like two books that I've ever read more than once.
No, I reread like you wouldn't believe. Like, and I re-listen to my favorite podfics. I re-listen to them even more often than I reread my favorite fics. Like,
yeah.
I have told KLB this, and she's still just like, wow. But I, her podfic of Forever Now, which is a Bandom kidfic story by Harriet Vane, Passé Simple. That's like a 9-hour podfic, and I have probably listened to it like all the way through, like at least 7 or 8 times.
Like, I can see that. Like, I haven't done that with podfic, but I do that with like sometimes television shows when I'm sewing something. And I've done that. I think I've listened to, I don't remember the name of one of the SGA fics. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Big Bang fic. It was awesome. I don't remember the name of it. But anyways, I listened to that probably like 4 or 5 times, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, just, and I love actually re-listening to my favorite podfics that like I kind of already know. Cause like I mentioned before, like I can actually do data entry if I'm listening to a podfic that I've already listened to. Because then I don't have to worry about like pausing. Cause I am totally the person who's like really obsessive about like missing stuff. Like if I feel like if I'm not familiar with the story or whatever, or don't know exactly what's happening, like I like miss like 30 seconds, like I'm going to rewind 40 seconds so that I make sure I didn't miss anything there. So it's nice for me because I can listen to my favorite podfics, like re-listen to them while I'm doing data entry and things like that. Because then if I need to like actually focus on what I'm doing and kind of tune out the podfic for like, you know, 1 to 2 minute stretches, then I can do that. And then I can tune back in and I still like know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely podfics that I've listened to enough times that I like literally like you could like tune in, like put the play thing, the cursor at like a random point in that podfic, and I could probably like tell you like, oh, we're 1 hour and 8 minutes in, like like, oh, we're at this scene and it's about to be this scene, because I've just like listened to those podfics like so many times. So I definitely am a person who re-listens a lot.
I can sort of see becoming a person who re-listens. I feel like fandom is so new for me. There's just so much. It's like, I always want new things, but I am like a rewatcher with like television shows and things. Like you're saying, you can like,
Totally.
You know, while you're doing stuff, you want something that you know better, kind of, so you don't miss bits. Like that's how I am with TV. So I can see being that way with podfic. I just haven't really been yet.
No, and especially being new to fandom, I can totally understand that, because like I know when I get into like a new fandom where like there's a ton of work already, like for instance, I got into Teen Wolf fandom like after. Like, just actually, the second season had just started airing. So, there was already a pretty large body of work out there. So, like, for instance, just to give an example, but this happens anytime I get into a new fandom that's not like brand new. And I know that I'm totally just like, must read all of the things. If you're, since you like just got into fandom, period, like, I totally understand that feeling of just like, I have to consume everything because there's so much out there. But I know that for me, when I'm like, I get in moods where I want to listen to like or listen or read a certain like fandom or a certain pairing, and I am crazy multi-fanish. Like I mentioned earlier that like that Inception podfic of mine that you downloaded is my only Inception podfic because I've made probably like I don't know how many finished podfics I've actually released. Like probably between like 25 and 30, somewhere in that range. And I do not have more than three, I think, that are in a single fandom.
So, are you a fandom jumper, or are you just multi-fanish?
No, I like never give up fandoms, like ever. I
Oh,
have a list of
see.
all of my fandoms in my LJ and Dreamwith profile, and you have to like scroll a million years to get to the bottom of it because there's like 80 TV shows on there. Like once I'm in a fandom, like I may not be like actively searching out fic in it, but I still consider myself like in that fandom because like I will go back and like reread stories in that fandom if the mood
Yeah,
strikes
I would say I'm that way too, but like I'll like go like gosh. Okay, I was in psych fandom for a while and like for the slash pairing, it's pretty tiny. I think for the het pairing they have like their own archive and stuff like that, but I don't love slash there, which is weird. I don't even know. But I read like all the things, like all of them. And like I'll still go back and like dabble in it every once in a while, but like most of them, like I've read all the things right now, so you're gonna stay over there. And then I'll come back to you later. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so totally. Like it's exactly like that for small fandoms. And I mean Amplificathon is a beautiful thing. It really gets you some podfic in those small fandoms. But like I said, like I have since I have such a wide variety of podfics because I'm just in like so many fandoms. Like some of those are for really tiny fandoms. And so for instance, two of my podfics are for the Sarah Jane Adventures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And total, I think those are like two of like the three or four podfics period that are posted on the Audiofic archive for the Sarah Jane Adventures. And those two podfics are the only two that are for my OTP, which is Luke Clyde. And so, like, if I want to listen to like a Luke Clyde podfic, like, basically have to re-listen to one of my own two because, yep, that's just like all there is.
Oh.
So, and that's true too. Like actually, previous to Podfic Big Bang this year, the longest podfic I had ever released was in Calvin and Hobbes fandom.
What? That's crazy.
It was
Never
an
even occurred to me there was Calvin and Hobbes fandom.
There
Fandom for
is.
everything.
But there is for everything.
Fandom for
I just.
everything.
For everything. Yeah,
I
no.
read a Minesweeper fanfic once.
Yeah? Oh.
Yep.
Guys, no. Rule 34 on the internet. Honeys, there's fanfic for everything. But Podfic is a little more limited. So,
Yeah.
you know, if you want a hour and 40 mi long 40 minute long Calvin and Hobbes podfic, like, you know, that's there is actually a quite long Calvin and Hobbes Foxtrot crossover verse that has been podficked by Twilight that is great and quite long, but yeah, it straight up Calvin and Hobbes, like, yep, I've There's like mine and like two others on the Audiofic archive. So like if you
The
pod, yeah. Oh, so I was just saying. So if you podfic in like small fandoms, or you're interested in small fandoms, you know, like that's what you want to listen to. You know, oftentimes there's not a whole lot of choice. So if you're in the mood for that rare fandom or rare pairing, like sometimes you have no choice but re-listening.
We did a thing where we did cold reads. And by cold reads, it meant that Tayton and I picked out stories for each other that they had never ever read, like that we had never ever read, and we had to read it cold without
Yeah,
ever reading it.
that's I love doing that. That's really interesting.
What was
So
really
Sunny
funny
picked
about
out for
that?
me the IT crowd. It was an IT crowd one, and I was like the first one on Amplificathon. It was actually really, really fun to read.
Yeah.
But tiny fandoms are fun. I wish there was more podfic for them. I should just do all the tiny fandom podfic.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's what Amplificathon is for. K-Town, you want to pick up what you were saying about Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, yeah. I've, like, not really recorded for small fandoms, I don't think, but I was, like, looking to see if there were other podpick for this fandom, and there's one. So I will be number two, I guess. It'll be my first small podfic.
Nice. And that's for The Dark Knight Rises?
Yes. Hopefully it'll be good. I want to, like, experiment with more special effects and stuff. So it's going to be experimental podfic in a fandom I've never done before. So
that's actually a really good segue into talking about some of our thoughts on how we record podfic, like our styles and, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So K-Town, since you were talking, you know, you want to talk about how do you podfic? How do you podfic?
The technical stuff, or?
Yeah, just, like, not necessarily, like, you know, first I do this, but, like, what's your setup?
I have a MacBook, so I record in GarageBand, and I have an external USB mic, and, because...
What kind of mic?
Samsung Go Mic.
Yes, we have the same one. It is called a Samsung Go Mic, and it was not very expensive. But even a cheap mic makes such a huge difference over the internal speakers. Because, couple podfic, it was, like, all with, like, bad white noise in the background from the computer.
You know, I have to say, the MacBook internal mics are not terrible. And if you get the right set of filters on GarageBand, they actually sound pretty good. Because Rena Jenkins, I assume you both listened to her podfics.
Yeah.
She has recorded pretty much 100% of her podfics, excluding a few things that she's done with people collaboratively, like when she's sitting in the same room with them. Pretty much 100% of her podfics were recorded on an internal mic from a MacBook that's from about 2007.
Oh, see, because I was going to say, I just got a new computer a couple months ago, and this one's really quiet, and I don't think it would bother me. But, yeah, my old one was, like, really noisy all the time.
Yeah.
I probably just don't know enough about how to filter the noise.
She figured the filters out all by trial and error, I think. But, like, her sound quality, frankly, like, astounds me. Like, her laptop is basically held together with duct tape. like, it's... pretty ancient. It's from, like, 2006, 2007. It's really old. And, and she just uses the internal mic. It's like, it blew my mind when I found that out. I was just like, are you kidding me?
Wow. She's clearly more skillful at, like, the audio editing stuff than me, because I couldn't get rid of my bad noises.
I think she actually just spent a really long time with trial and error with the filters set up. But, So is your mic, like, a headset mic, or is it a freestanding one?
It's freestanding.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just set it random places and then do a little test to make sure you can hear me, I guess, but I'm not maybe that consistent in that
you
way.
You got the foam, didn't you?
Was going to try, because, okay, I have really high ceilings and kind of open spaces in my house, and I don't notice it so much when I listen just to my own podfic that's just me, but when we edit together from different places, I get a bit of an echo. So I've just, like, bought foam and stuff, and I'm going to try to, like, build something to help reduce echo in my mic, but I haven't tested that yet, so I don't know if I can say much about that.
I actually used to record podfic in my bathroom.
I recorded in the walk-in closet one time, but there's, like, no airflow, and I was just, like, dripping sweat, and it was really gross, and I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, my God. Revolutionary Joe has the best podficking closet I have ever seen in my life. I'm wicked jealous of her closet. It's, like, it's really... She just bought a new house, like, this past year. And her walk-in closet in her bedroom is, like, really big and roomy, but it's, like, and it's, like, circular, and, or, like, octagonal or something, but, and she's got, like, plugs in there, and, like, literally, you walk in there, it's, like, carpeted, and you walk in there, and, like, sound dies. Like, like, it is, like,
I'd
recording
like
studio quiet.
in like the hall closet, and it would be like my recording studio.
No, dude, clothes soak up. Well,
actually,
smell.
Yeah, that's
put all of the clothes in there. No, so like I'm like wicked jealous of her podficking closet. But yeah, I used to. So I live in an apartment that is they're basically train tracks that run through our backyard. So obviously the trains like run at all hours of the day and night, and they're really loud. And there's no like schedule or anything, of course. So I can't like predict when they're going to come. Or maybe there's a schedule, but I haven't been able to work it out yet. So you can like hear, and my apartment is not very big. And so you can hear the trains coming from basically anywhere in my apartment. And so the only room in my apartment that has no windows is the bathroom. It's like the only interior room of my apartment. So for a while I was recording by like duct taping like comforters and blankets to the walls of my like shower and like setting up my and then like closing the shower curtain, and I put like my I use like a Blue Snowball mic with a Windows laptop. So I put my mic on like a little like stool in the bathtub, and then ran it in the cord outside the bathtub to my laptop, which is put just outside the bathroom door with like the door closed, so you couldn't hear like any fan noise at all. And then I would like, and then that was like plugged into a plug in the kitchen. So like, that was like my janky podfic bathtub recording studio.
I think that's awesome. It's
but,
really funny.
Yeah. I have some pictures that I posted on Twitter at some point, but, you could hear, the problem with my bathroom was you could hear whenever my neighbors like ran their water, you could hear the pipe, the water going through the pipes really loudly. And it also gave off like kind of still like the tiles gave a little bit of like a weird echoing kind of sound that I didn't like. So
yeah.
Now I just record in my bedroom. And I always have like clothes all over my fucking floor. So like that soaks up a lot of noise. And then I just have to stop recording whenever the trains come, which is super, super annoying sometimes. But, I definitely have outtakes that are like 2.5 minutes long of just like me being like, fucking trains. I hate you.
So I live in a house with, 3 people right now, but like this summer it's gonna be like 5 other people, and there's no soundproofing anywhere. So I normally record in my room either really late at night when everyone's asleep or like when everyone's gone. And I also have clothes everywhere, so that's probably why I can't hear anything. But I have a really funny story about a setup. I was trying to record, and like my sister and brother were back from college, and they were just like, everywhere was noisy, and I was trying to record a birthday present for K-Town.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I went out into my car and, like, recorded in my car, which was, like, which I thought, oh, man, this will be good. And, like, no, I can hear the trains from my car. It's, like, less. I can hear everything going by. I can hear everything. I had to stop, like, every 5 seconds. But, like, I went out into the car, and, like, my dad came by, and everyone came by, and they're, like, what are you doing? What are you doing out here in your car in the middle of the night? And I'm like, just go away. I'm recording porn, obviously, which is like super funny because my family is like really conservative.
Yeah.
So,
and then at like in the middle of the night, I got an email with a porny podfic attached as a birthday present.
Aw. Yay, happy ending. Man, my hat is off to people who have like, who live with their families and like record porny podfic and are not like comfortable with other people hearing them, like, and still record with like their family sleeping next door or whatever. Like, my head is off to you. I am not a person who's like uncomfortable recording porn around other people, family or people I know or otherwise. There's my old roommate, I live with Moonlane, as previously mentioned now, but my old roommate was a he was the eldest son of one of my mom's, like, religious congregation friends. And keeping in mind that by religious congregation, I mean humanistic Jewish congregation. So, you know, really fucking liberal. But, and so I didn't really know him at all. And I lived with him for over a year. And by the time he moved out, I still didn't really know him because he was like really quiet and we never really talked. But one time I was like recording Sam Dean, like Wincest porn, in the living room. And he like walked in the door, like he came home. And so I was like, so I have this beautiful outtake where I'm like in the middle of like Sam put his, Sam, or Dean inserted his fingers into Sam's ass up to the knuckle and, oh, hi Ben, how are you doing?
That's like, so my family is like crazy conservative religious. Like if they found out about like the crap that I did, there is a possibility I could get kicked out of the house sort of thing.
Oh, goodness. Well, super hats off to you then.
Yeah. But, like, I'm fine, like, recording it with K-Town. In fact, we have to get really close to it. We're doing, like, tessellation. Oh. And yeah. It's an X-Men First Class fic, and I'm reading for Charles and she's reading for Eric. And we don't just read.
That is
it switches
true.
Off points
I'm
of view.
I'm reading Charles. Oh, sorry. You're reading,
I'm
Eric.
Reading. Yes. Sorry. Sorry, but yeah, so we're reading the alternate parts, like we're reading it, it goes off between points of view, but we're not just reading the point of view because we're in the same room, we're splitting up like the character voices. Mm-hmm. So like there's going to be sex scene where we are going to be reading opposite each other the sex scenes, so we're gonna have to get over that quickly.
I'm a little nervous about that part. I record in my family, but they're not gonna kick me out and don't care, and their rooms are in a different wing of the house, so.
Yeah, I'm I don't know, I've totally like recorded stuff with Moonlane sitting around behind me. I've actually edited porn that she's recorded like for her while sitting next to her. So like I personally think that like that it's not unless that's a thing that you choose to make awkward, like that totally doesn't have to be an awkward thing at all.
I think the awkward part of, well, I mean, I haven't recorded porn with her. We talk
I've
about
listened to it. I've listened
yeah,
to it.
She's listened to my porn.
Also Sam Dean.
Yeah, that's not released because I didn't get permission, but I just wanted to record it, so it's only on my computer, but but yeah, I'm like oddly split on things in porn, so I find like reading the porn narration doesn't bother me or weird me out at all, but like I have trouble with like the sex voices. I'm like I could read like she could sit in the room and I could read like all the porn if it was narration, but the first time we're gonna hit a line where I have to like say her character's name as though I'm having sex with them, I know I'm gonna have to re-record that one a few times.
Even worse for you. Like I feel so sorry for you because you'll be saying a family member's name.
Yeah,
so
my brother's name too, the first time I recorded. I didn't even think of that when I was like reading X-Men First Class fic, like I didn't think about it at all. And then the first time I recorded X-Men First Class, I like said a sexy Eric line and I like stopped speaking in the middle of the line and I was like, that felt so wrong.
But yeah, I guess we didn't say my recording setup. I record in my room, but I use my iPad and I also use a Samsung Go mic and a little converter that allows it to hook up to my iPad. I have a tutorial for that on my blog that I can link to if anyone's interested in that, because I find it really easy because I can like just bring my iPad with me anywhere and it's like quiet and it doesn't have noise like a fan or anything, and then I just lay in my bed and record Podvic.
Yeah, I actually, for my setup, what I do is I record on my laptop, my Blue Snowball mic connected to my laptop, but I usually, like, put the laptop as far away as I can, like, with the cords, and I actually read the story off my iPhone because it has, like, finger scrolling, so I don't have any, like, mouse clicks or keyboard clicks for, like, scrolling down, which is really nice.
The The recording program I use is really nice in that I can switch back and forth between windows. So mm-hmm. I read right off of my iPad while I'm recording on my iPad. Although sometimes that comes to like a part where I'll be like, I'm sure I clicked record, and then I'll like record for like 40 minutes. And then I'll go back to find like that I didn't click record.
Oh.
And then like I have to go back and redo it.
That's why I record on the laptop and I read off the tablet, because then I know the window's open on the computer and yeah. it's recording, even if I'm not like really staring at it or anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I do that too.
Because I did one that way where I flipped back and forth before I had my tablet, but I found it like I was always nervous about the recording. So now I have a tablet and I read off that and record into the computer.
That mainly happens to me when I like I'll come across a word and like how do I pronounce that word, and I'll like pause the recording, and like I have an app for Forvo, so I'll go like Forvo and like look up the word and like have them pronounce it to me, and then think I pressed record again, but I didn't.
Oh, so. Yeah. I've recorded podfic on my iPhone before. I actually once recorded a podfic for Fire Juggler. She was having a stressful time, and so I recorded a podfic just for her that was just like real quick, that I recorded during my lunch break at work in the conference room. I just I went into the conference room with my lunch and just like closed the door and just recorded a podfic just straight onto the voice notes app of my phone, actually. And it was a short fic. It was probably only about it was 5 minutes long. I can't remember how many words it was, but it was quite short. And but I had a little voice note that I like recorded to her before the podfic that was like, so, you know, this is for you, and because I know you're stressed out or whatever, and I apologize, this is recorded on my phone at work, so it's totally unedited, so I apologize if there are any mistakes. And then I recorded it and somehow had no mistakes. Like,
that never happens to me.
It's the only time it's ever happened to me, ever. And I've recorded like podfics that are shorter than that, but I was like, yep, nope. Like, no mistakes in, like, the 5-minute podfic. It was, like, incredible. It was amazing. Someday, I still haven't even posted that publicly, and I will have to. But, yeah, so I've recorded, so I just recorded that, and I literally just, like, recorded it in the voice notes function, and then, like, directly just emailed her the M4A, like, right from my phone. It was all done in, like, 20 minutes. So yeah. But I've also recorded, used some recording programs. I've used WavePad, and
I've used a couple of them, but I like Twisted Wave Audio the best. Like, because I spent probably like $30 on the App Store buying different recording devices for my iPad, and I'm like, I hate all of you. I just like Twisted Wave. It has some nice features. Like you can't do noise removal. And you can't do multiple tracks, but I think they're working on multiple tracks. But you can go through and, like, higher pitch something or lower pitch something or speed something up or slow something down and do some effects in there, which are nice if I'm – because usually what I do is I will edit all the mistakes out on my iPad and then move it over to the computer for noise reduction and any final things I need to do before I release it.
Yeah, there's – There's a one, I have two programs on my phone for voice recording. Hang on, I'm looking at the, I can't, because like WavePad and Hokusei is the other one that I have.
I tried that, but I didn't have as many features as the other one.
Yeah.
So like, and it was like really artsy looking, but like yeah, I couldn't figure stuff out.
Its interface is really slick looking, but I haven't used it a whole lot because I'm kind of like, I feel like you can probably do a lot of things, but I don't know where to find them.
Yeah, because it's the one that looks like brush painting or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. That's exactly. It's really slick, like, the way you can, like, select things, but, I don't know, is a little, possibly it's a little too slick.
Yeah, that's the way I felt about it. Like, I have the functionality of being able to, like, touch to select and, like, zoom in with my fingers and stuff like that on, Twisted Wave Audio, but it runs a lot like Audacity. In fact, Twisted Wave Audio, I'm pretty sure, like, they have a free version of it that you can just go to the website on the computer and, like, run it from there, and you can run it on your Android phone and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's for all platforms.
Yeah, That's awesome.
Oh, for exporting from the phone, it's really good too, because you can do like peer to peer, or you can upload it into your iTunes library, or you can upload it, you can email it if it's small enough.
Oh,
and you can export it in multiple formats.
The one thing I really liked about WavePad, although I can't really use WavePad anymore because I did record a podfic for it, with it. I recorded my Definitely Not Tony Stark's voice diary with it, and it gives like it gives really bad peaking. It's super peaky, which I don't get at all when I use like other audio recording. So I know it's not the mic on my phone. It's like, cause like I don't have that problem at all when I use like voice notes or other recording programs I've tried. So something about WavePad is just like super like peaky. But one thing that I love that's amazing on that one is you can set it up with an FTP server. And
yeah, you can do that on Twisted Wave too, I think.
Can you? And I love, and you can press like send to like FTP, and then it automatically sends it to like a WavePad folder on my Podfic upload site.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has FTP too. I was just like, what the fuck is that? I don't understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, ignored it.
Yeah, it's super slick. I actually, I was able to, so my Definitely Not Tony Stark's voice diary was recorded largely in one day. Well, I recorded a few things like over like 2 days, but then like the bulk of it, a lot of them was recorded one day in my office.
Mm-hmm.
While other people were out, and then edited together on my office computer,
mm-hmm.
because I actually have Audacity on my work computer for totally legitimate work purposes. you think I'm joking, but I'm not. I actually do. I have actually used my podficking mic and Audacity for, actual recording of, like, depositions and things. So, yeah. So, legit work purposes. But, and it was all largely edited together on my work computer, and I did it by, my phone is not, like, synced with my work computer, so I wouldn't have a way of getting them off my phone. I mean, I suppose I could, like, email them to myself, but yeah, I just, like, uploaded them to my FTP server, and then, downloaded them on my work computer, and then edited them together there, so it was pretty slick.
I guess a question that I would be interested in is, what do you do to prepare before a podfic? When I first started, like I decided I was going to do it on paper and highlight it all, then I like spent a lot of money printing out stuff. And then I was like, you're too noisy, and threw it away and started highlighting stuff on my iPad. And so I highlight shorter stories now, or stories that I'm doing with multiple people sometimes. But a lot of times now I'll just read it ahead of time and like read and like stop if I'm unsure of what I'm doing, because like I'm doing a lot of massive, massive stories right now, and going through and highlighting them takes a lot of time, and like different colors for each character. So
yes. I will tell you, I am the laziest when it comes
me too.
To prep
I was
work.
About to say that.
Like literally, I have recorded podfics where I like ask permission on like the podfic or whatever, or on the story or whatever, like when I read it, like, you know, months ago, and, like, haven't come back and read it since, and I'll just, like, cold, like, go into it, like, oh, yeah, I remember this story, sure, and just, like, straight up, you know, read it. I won't even, like, reread the story sometimes.
That's
sometimes
how
I do. But, I am just, like, the thing is, like, if I love a story enough to podfic it, usually, unless it's, like, for an auction or something like that, usually if I love a story enough to podfic it, I will usually already have read it at least, like, minimum, like, 2 or 3 times, probably.
That's interesting. Sometimes when I read a story, like, after the first reading, like, I love it so much, I go and I ask for permission.
Yeah.
Or, like, one time I went and I recorded it anyways because I wanted to right then, and then I asked for permission afterwards.
Yep. Yeah, I have done that increasingly, actually, recently. There was actually an incident recently where I was at work again, and I was talking with Warkitten and Happykitsune and Anna Unfolding on Twitter, and Happykitsune had just posted this. It was during my douche bros spiral of the Summer Olympics. Those were dark times. dark times. I was consumed by douche bro feels. Very, very strong, life consuming douche bro feels. And by douche bros, by the way, I mean Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know what's really funny? I've never heard of douche bros, and as soon as you said it, you referenced the Olympics, I was like, I bet it's them.
Yeah. Like, douche bros is actually, like, what we have declared the name of the ship to be. It's, yeah. So, like, whenever I say, like, douche bros, like, hashtag douche bros is just, like, that means Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte.
A quick aside, I've noticed, like, I talked to Heard the Owl and stuff, too. Are a lot of the podfickers big on Twitter? Like, do you guys interact on Twitter a lot? Because, like, I'm like, what is this magical thing? I hate having the character limits. Go away, Twitter. And, like, I only use it to, like, go say, like, look what I've done on an Adagio T to, like, earn T points. So.
I was kind of part of the reason Podfic fandom exploded on Twitter last year. It was basically me and Paraka. And we're going to talk about that really extensively in our the Podfic fandom podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. But let me just say, abbreviated, like, basically Twitter is like, I mean, I'm biased because I'm, like, crazy active on Twitter to the point where, like, Alex W.L. Chen may be writing, like, a script that, like, alerts people if I haven't tweeted for 12 hours because that means they need to worry. So I'm crazy active on Twitter. But there's actually a really great, strong Podfic fandom on Twitter. And it's amazing and I love it. But you should tune into the Podfic fandom podcast to hear all of that. But just know that I highly encourage you. You should totally get on Twitter.
Okay. So douche bros, you're talking about douche bros.
So, I was talking with Warkitten and Anna Unfolding and Hapakitsune on Twitter, and, Hapakitsune had just posted this douche bros fic, and it was amazing. And we were all like squealing over like how perfect it was. And it was like the end of the day at work, and both my bosses were out at some like meeting, and I was like, guys, I think I need to podfic this. I think I need to podfic this right now. And Warkitten was like, aren't you at work? And Anna Unfolding, I think it was Anna Unfolding, or I don't know, one of them. They're all terrible influences. Was like, oh my god, we totally dare you to podfic this at work. And it's pretty porny. It's like, it's fairly short, but it's pretty porny. and so I was like, okay, fine, bitches, challenge accepted. So I just fired up the voice notes app on my phone and recorded it. Just on my phone and sent it to, I think I emailed it to myself at work and edited it on my with Audacity on my work computer, and I had it, and then I went home and like made a cover for it, and I had it up the day I had the podfic up like 6 hours after the fic was posted.
I did that. K-Town sent me a story. Oh gosh. I feel so bad. I can't remember the name of it. It was the Teen Wolf one, where it was the AU of the Magic Bullet.
It's by Entangled now, right?
Yeah, it's by.
If it's not, we have to get rid of that.
I'm pretty sure it's by Entangled. Basically, it's like Scott doesn't get the bullet in time, and like they have to cut off Derek's arm. And I was like, oh, I need to record this now, and I recorded it there, like right after I read it.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you just, like, you read a story and you just, like, feel this intense, like, need to podfic it.
Yes.
Like, just like you do. But that doesn't happen with every story. And, for me, for stories that doesn't happen with, usually if I'm going to podfic it and that reaction didn't happen, which it often, you know, doesn't, then I will probably, it is probably a story that I like well enough that I've read it at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get so frustrated when I read stories that make me feel that way, but I, like, don't think they would make a good podfic just by me. Like, if they have like a million characters, then I don't think I could do them all justice, but I'm like not really sure if it would translate well to multiple voices, or I don't know. Sometimes it makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes, you know, you can't, not every fic is perfect for every podficker's voice, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, that's just the sad truth. Like, there are certain writing styles that I know, like don't work well just, like, for the way, like, sort of my like, cadence almost, like, the way I speak. Like, and I'm like, this is, like, a fucking gorgeous fic. Like, I don't think it would work as a podfic in my voice. But it might work well as a podfic in somebody else's voice, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but sometimes I just, like, see, like, a certain, like, a turn of phrase or something. And it's just, like, I can hear myself, like, saying it. Like, and I'm just like, yeah, I need to record that.
Oh, yeah. Those, I know what you mean. There are definitely just, like, those stories where when I read them, I hear myself, like, in my head reading it out loud versus just reading it. And you're like, you won't even have finished the story yet. And you're like, if it ends well, I just want it now.
Exactly. Exactly.
I had, like, so I'm relatively new to podficking. There's stuff that I've been, like, really excited about. But, like, I guess there's a story I'm working on right now that I have that connection with that is really exciting because I haven't really had that deep of a connection with a story before. And this one, I just love not only the writing or anything, but I love, like, what I'm doing with it as a podfic. Like, I love what I'm turning it into. And it's awesome feeling.
Yeah, it feels really good when you feel like you're, like, doing something that you're, like, really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we want to talk about? We've covered a lot. I'm looking over our talking points, and we pretty neatly segued into pretty much all of them. But, okay, so talking about, like, multi-voice podfics and recording sort of on unusual platforms, like the iPad or the iPhone or whatever, I actually recorded this podfic collaboratively with KLB, which it was really beautiful. It's called Tequila Cake, and it's an American Idol podfic. And it's a like sexting, like phone sex podfic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually not the only that is I have recorded multiple multi-voice phone sex podfics with KLB, but that's a thing. But this is the first one we did, actually, and we recorded it over Heytel, which is a, like, iPhone app, or it's like a smartphone app where you can leave like voice texts. So you select somebody who has it in your address book, and then you like hold down a button on the screen and like talk into it and then let it go, and it sends them just like a quick little like voice text. And so we were experimenting with Heytel, and she was like, man, this would be perfect for this one fic I know. And she was like telling me about this like phone sex fic. And I'm not even really properly in American Idol fandom, and the part of American Idol fandom like I was in was like Chris Allen, Adam Lambert, and this is a Jim Cantiello, Chris Allen fic. And at the time we recorded this, she's like, "You'd be perfect for Jim." I didn't even know who Jim Cantiello was.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who he is either.
He's like a commentator he has like a EW show or something that like covers American Idol. I don't know. Anyway, so she was like, "Oh, it would just be perfect." And she like sent me a link to the fic, and the next thing she got in her Heytel box was just the first like voicemail from the drunk voicemail from the fic that I just like left in her voicemail or her Heytel box, like in character.
That sounds really fun. I want to start leaving fic in people's voicemail now.
Yeah. That is not the first time I have done this. Don't tell War Kitten. I have a revenge scheme. I'm getting back at her. she She did a terrible thing involving pictures of Sidney Crosby with tiny children that she wouldn't stop linking to me on Twitter. So she's getting terrible things in her voicemail box. She thinks I've forgotten. Liz, watch your fucking back. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So we ended up recording this podfic over Haytel, and we just like went back and forth, and like we sometimes did like multiple takes, and then I sent like all of my raw files to her, and she edited the whole thing together, and it ended up like really cool. I really like how it turned out, but that was recorded entirely using Haytel, which is not even supposed to be like a proper like audio recording. It's meant to send like voice texts.
That's really neat. My favorite thing that, well, I didn't really do it. K-Town did it. Cause you mentioned drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what did I do?
Oh, did you record drunk podfic too?
Oh yeah. So I got drunk square. So she, like, came over. I was like, I need you to make sure I'm not going to, like, do something wrong and mess up the recording. And I wanted her to follow along in case I just, like, totally read lines wrong. She could make me reread them when I didn't notice because I was drunk. So I read, yeah. But the, like, non-drunk characters sounded a little too drunk also. So it was a Charles Eric story. It's called Cheers.
It was Tears.
Yeah, so,
Wessel, right?
Yeah. So, Charles was drunk, and Eric, well, I mean, he was drinking, but he was less drunk, at least in my version. So I actually recorded it twice, and Fumbles kindly edited it together for me. I think I did something for her, and then she did it for me.
It was very strange, actually, editing it, because even though you were, like, drunk, you spoke at, like, the exact same speed you did when you were sober. So, like, it would just be, like, perfectly lined up, and there would be two people talking
to me at the same time. Yeah. It was weird. But yeah, that was like the first, that was the one I recorded that was sort of the first time I really thought about how differently people would interpret stories, because I got a message about that one where they were like, I interpreted this totally differently when I heard your drunk Charles versus how I read drunk Charles in my head.
Yeah. I really want to go back and record like an actual like quote unquote proper drunk podfic, because the drunk podfic that I have released into the world was, I think, one of the earlier drunk podfics. And I recorded it, so just over a year ago now, because it was recorded last, at a Halloween party last year.
I want to go to your Halloween party.
I want to go to the drunk podfic recording Halloween party.
So I was at this party with a bunch of people, and it was late in the night. We had already played, like, you know, shit tons of drinking games. I was pretty trashed, and I was like, you guys, I should record drunk podfic. What should I record? And all of this is, like, in the recording, so I ended up recording, like, with an audience, this, a drunk audience, this, My Little Pony Avengers Fusion porn. Pony porn, and I was so trashed, and I didn't even edit it except to edit in like a warning message at the beginning, like, warning, this is the podfic you're about to listen to. And other than that, I like didn't even edit it because I like can't re-listen to it. So I actually sent it off to Nickel Mountain before posting, just being like, look, I can't even really listen to this. Can you tell me if this is like worth posting? Do I even like properly read it? And she's like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. You need to post this now. And I've since been told, and I didn't even realize at the time of posting, that it ends with me and one of my friends with benefits like making out on the recording at the end of it.
That was definitely not my drunk recording experience.
Yeah. So, like, my, so, first of all, it's, like, nobody's, they're, like, fucking ponies, okay? Like, nobody's actually, like, drunk in my, I chose the story while I and the rest of the party was drunk. Like.
Yeah, mine was, like, the opposite. Mine was, like, planned in advance, and I got, like, intentionally drunk just to record. So I knew I didn't want to get too drunk because I needed to read, you know, but I wanted to be drunk, but not, like, passing out.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, so mine was, like, I was already drunk when I, like, chose the story and everything. So it's, like, really fucking ridiculous. And it's hilarious. Or so I've been told, the part that I can listen to the first 5 minutes of it, because the first 5 minutes of it are me reading, like, me being like, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Oh, I should record this story. And then, like, me saying something about it's making the Skype noise, except it can't be Graham because he's already asleep. Like, I don't even know. Like, the first 5 minutes are just, like, me, like, talking with people at the party and just, like, babbling and choosing a fic. And it's just, like, haha, she's super drunk. Except I can't, once I start actually, as you can probably tell, I am, like, a person who has, like, no, like, almost, like, I do not get embarrassed. Like, I'm just, like, not. Mm-hmm. Shame, what is that? That's not in my vocabulary. You guys, I can't re-listen to this podfic once it gets to me actually reading the pony porn. I literally cannot listen to it.
I've never said the sentence, I want to listen to pony porn, but I kind of want to listen to your podfic.
Posted on AO3, so...
What was the pairing? Do you even remember?
Yeah, it's Steve Tony, like... It's, but, I mean, yeah, they're ponies, so. Yeah. That was also the most hilarious author permission message I have ever sent, because I had already recorded it, so I sent it, like, sober several days later. Recording. And so I was like, hey, Valtier, what up? So normally this is the part where I'm like, hey, can I record your story? I really like it for reason X, Y, and Z. Except, so I recorded it while I was super trashed at a party. Are you cool with that?
That's
luckily
really
she was. But so in conclusion to that roundabout story, one day I would really like to read, like, proper drunk podfic that actually is, like, I get drunk and then, like, in my actual, like, apartment with my actual recording setup, like, record the podfic and have a fic pre-chosen where, like, people get drunk in it, and yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. It was for a podfic bingo square, so it was all planned. So speaking of asking people for permission, have you had people say no?
I have actually been crazy lucky. In my, like, over 2 years in podfic fandom now, I have never been given a no. Now, partly that is because in the last year I've been not nearly as prolific as I would like to be. And the stories that I have created or the podfics that I have created have been a lot of stories that happen to be, like, written by my friends, like Hapakitsune and Milk and Paperclip Bitch, and so just people that I'm friends with, and I'm like on Twitter, I'm like, hey dudes, podfic in your story now, BRB, and they're like, cool beans. I have indeed asked a lot of people, quite a few people, for permission, and I've never gotten a no. But
have you gotten a non-answer?
Yeah, that's my problem. I've never had anyone say no, but there is, like, definitely a fairly decent percentage where they just will never respond.
So, I am a really stubborn fuck, and I had one non-answer once, and because I'm me, and I'm a person who really, really, I'm from Minnesota, but I fucking hate Minnesota nice, because I think that's basically just another word for, like, passive-aggressive little shit, and I hate passive-aggressivity. So I operate under the assumption that if you haven't replied to my, you know, permission-asking message, then that means that for some reason you didn't see it. So I'm going to continue to attempt to contact you in various methods until you give me an answer that is either a yes or a no. And so I had one non-answer, and immediately when I didn't hear back in like a week or two, I went and looked on the journal, and it was for a very old, it was for my CSI podfic. Now, CSI fandom, like Nick Gregg fandom, has not been active for like a long time. Like 3 or 4 years minimum. Like probably more like 4 or 5 years. Quite a while. And so I looked and I saw that she hadn't updated her journal since 2008. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I like went to her website and I sent emails to like the email on her website and I still hadn't gotten an answer. And by this point it had been like, and I'd sent her a bunch of messages, LJ messages and like emails to the website, the email on the website. And by this point it had been like 2 months. And so it's like a last ditch attempt. I posted a post in the, the pairing community that I knew she like used to hang out in a lot. And so I was like, hey guys, like this may be a long shot, but I'm trying to get permission to podfic this story that I really, really love, you know, by, Geekwriter 143 or whatever. And I know I haven't seen her around anywhere. Does anybody know where I might be able to find her recently? And within like a day, I got a reply that was like, oh yeah, she changed her username to Sneaky Cena. And when I looked up Sneaky Cena, she had blanket permission. So, and like she was apparently like that person like directed her to my post, and she was like, "Oh my god, I'm super honored! Like I have blanket permission. I would love for you to record my podfic under my old username. Like go for it." So, I got a non-answer that I ended up turning into a yes just by sheer person tracking the person that, down.
I have that problem. Like it was a Chuck fic that I wanted to do. It was like amazing. And like, just like the person had a link to their Dreamwidth and their LJ, and that person, well, it was on a Dreamwidth and it was on like a make it better like thing where like you're supposed to write about like a character who died and like make it better fest. Mm-hmm. And like that's like all she had posted and like hasn't updated in years, and there's like no other thing for her. But besides that, I've been super lucky and that like all of the people I've talked to not only have said yes, but they've been super supportive about it. Like the first podfic I ever did, the author was my beta for the story, my listening reader. And then like just all the authors have been like super nice and like, oh my god. So I've been really lucky in that way.
I've totally feel like I've been super lucky, especially since I have a lot of friends who have been like, I mean, you know, there's Fire Juggler has had terrible luck. And I feel terrible for her, but she's have like several authors just be like really, really awful. So, I mean, I feel really, really lucky that I've had nothing but yeses. For new podficers coming in, I really think the blanket permission list is like amazing. Like, it's just so amazing because, you know, if permission is something like that, like you're nervous about, or like the idea of asking permission, like stresses you out, or for some reason, like you just like don't want to ask permission, you know, or have to worry about asking permission in case it's like you don't like the finished product or like, you know, whatever, or you don't want to post it, then you know what? Just do a story from a blanket permission author. And you know what? If you don't want to, I mean, I think you should post it because I think that people are really harsh on themselves. And if you post it, fandom will love it. But if you make something and you decide, wow, I hate this and I never want it to see the light of day, and it's by a blanket permission author because you were planning on posting it, no pressure. You don't have to post it. Nobody has to know that you made it besides you. And on the flip side, you know, you can, if you do something, then you can create it at your own speed, you know, do it your own thing, whatever, and then post it. And yeah, you don't have to worry about the permission. So I really think that the blanket permission list is a gift for newbie podfickers.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because like when I first got into podficking, I like asked someone off a kink meme to record something. And like, I don't think the only time I've used like a blanket permission list was I did a community challenge and they were doing a little Podfic challenge, and they had, since like you had to record as many as you could as fast as you could, I used the list because like I couldn't wait for permission.
Right.
So that's like the only time that I've used like a blanket permission list. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I look up an author, they'll have blanket permission, but I've never gone to the list.
Yeah. I know people who say that they're at the point where they will like exclusively like only record blanket permission. Like, there are a lot of blanket permission lists that are fandom specific now. So you can go and there's like a list that's like all of the Teen Wolf authors who have blanket permission. And then there's like a link to like all of their master lists and you can like go through and it's just like a list of like, here is a smorgasbord of things you can podfic without having to ask in this fandom. So, those are really, really great resources that I think are super cool.
Yeah, that's neat. I've seen blanket permission lists, but I don't think I've seen the ones that are by fandom like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a Harry Potter one, there's a Teen Wolf one, there's an Avengers one, there is a Bandom one. I think there are others, but those are like the ones that I know of off the top of my head.
Are they all in different communities or are they linked at a central place?
Yeah. Oh, there's an American Idol one. Usually they're on like fandom specific communities or like the person who mods them, like their journal. So you kind of have to like know, like, you know, who to ask. But somebody should create a section of like the blanket permission list.
That should happen.
Entry on fan lore that links to all the fandom specific ones.
That would be nice.
Somebody hasn't already. But yeah. So I also know people who just like literally like that the gigantic blanket permission list on fan lore, like that thing is fucking huge at this
point. Yeah, it's ginormous. It's like a task to undergo that. I'm like, I look at it and I'm like, that's daunting. So
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I know people who just like literally go through that and just like click on random names and like they're like, I don't know anything about you, but I see that you give blank permission, so I'm just gonna look at your master list and see if anything looks interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So, yeah. Yeah, I actually ended up recording one thing that hasn't been released yet, but when Lunchy Munchy came and visited me, she did sort of a couch surfing tour of the U.S. Not this past summer, but last summer, summer 2011. And she came and stayed with me and we recorded a fic that I found through the blanket permission list. I had just like been looking for fics before and I was just like randomly clicking on blanket permission authors. And I found this fic that was perfect for two voices, and it's a SGA one that's like it's by Starry Lizard, that's like the comment, like sort of like a sports commentary from the Wraith's point of view for the episode Satita. And it's like Wraith back on like the ship, like sort of like a sportscast like radio show, basically like commentating on the chase, you know, and it's sort of like fun, and it's two voices. So, and I found that like through the blanket permission list. Never would have found that otherwise. So
I never really thought about that. I've like checked the list before asking permission to see if people were on it, but I've never just like gone to the list to find stuff.
Yeah, you should think about it. It's fun. It's and those fandom specific lists, especially if that's your fandom, like those are really great.
Yeah,
I highly recommend them. All right, so closing thoughts.
I'm relatively new to podficking. There's lots of resources for how to do stuff out there, which I think we'll definitely link to at least like my iPad tutorial and stuff like that. And as far as I've seen, like, I've interacted with some of the podfic community, and, like, they're really awesome. If you're interested in doing it, come join us. We want you. We want you to be part of the podfic army. So.
I mean, I think in closing, I would 100% agree with that. I mean, I think it really, KLB actually talked about this on the podcast last year, but it bears bringing up again. Like, if you think that you like might like to podfic, but like, oh, I don't like my voice, or oh, like people, like my accent is strange, or you know, oh, I'll just read too fast, like people won't like how I, no, no, whatever it is you think, no, however you read, however you sound, your voice and your reading style and your reading speed and everything is going to be perfect for somebody out there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
There's going to be some people out there who it just won't work for. And there's going to be other people who it's perfect for. No matter who you are, no matter what sort of voice or style or accent or anything you have. So even if you think like, oh, I hate my voice. I couldn't podfic. Or, oh, I'm like not a native English speaker. No, you can podfic. If you are listening to this, you can podfic. I guarantee it. So if you want to, you should try.
We'll love you for it.
We will. Podfic fandom is a very welcoming bunch. We'll love you. Come join us. And even if you don't want to record podfic, if you want to, you know, do cover art or edit podfic.
Or meta.
Yeah, do meta. Even just listen. Even if you just listen and, you know, leave comments on podfic. We still love you. You should come interact with us. If you love Podfic, come join the Podfic community because we love you. Yay! And on that note, this has been Bessie Boo.
Dr. Fumbles McStupid.
K-Town.
And this has been Day One, How We Podfic. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.